Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Pensacola, Florida, it's time for Pensacola Business Radio. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hey, good morning, everybody. It is just me today. So, listen, I want to put together a couple of things for you. One of the things that I've been trying to do over the last couple of years is, you know, some self-improvement, as we all try, whether it be with the business or the home or the life and, you know, stresses and strife of small business and being an entrepreneur. So I've started digesting some things and just wanted to share them with you. And today I'm going to bring you the 5-second rule. This is a book by Mel Robbins that I checked out. And I think we're going to call these Sensei Talks. So, you know, Startup Sensei, I think will still be a viable brand and something I can do something with. And we're going to give a shot. So here we go. So listen, what I'd like to do with these things is really just kind of capture some of the stuff that I've been digesting and going through and reading and, you know, talking with other entrepreneurs and other small business owners and other networking groups that I'm in, and just start sharing some more information so that, you know, it's coming from every direction, I know, but sometimes when other people can go through and kind of filter out some of the good tidbits, it makes it a lot easier, and then you can almost consume twice as much. Not that that's going to make you any more powerful than you are, but you never know. So I thought this book was cool because, you know, everybody's got the 5-second rule, right? And most of you think it's when you drop the food on the floor and then you got 5 seconds to pick it up. Well, that's not true, by the way. You drop it on the floor, it goes in the trash. That's just how it goes. Don't drop it on the floor. This was a great book in the sense of like using the 5-second rule as a tool to like rationalize your decisions, to slow yourself down, but also to act, to actually do something. Because at the end of counting down from five, you have to act. That's the job. That's the thing to do. That's the change to make. So it was like 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go, right? So many of us just procrastinate. Or we read another book, or we watch another seminar, we do this, we do that, we don't freaking act, right? And it's been one of the biggest struggles with small businesses and entrepreneurs, and just, man, your homework, assignments you don't want to do, mowing the grass, right? It's just, it's all these things that sometimes you put some limiting beliefs on that stop you from experiencing whatever it is that's going to happen from those moments in time. So this was a cool little thing. The way he did this was, so he said 5 seconds to change your life. And then, and like some of the ways you could use this is to push yourself, become more influential at work. Look, I mean, obviously you can be more productive because if you do this right, you have to be, because at the end of 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, you're getting up and doing something. So some rapid, massive, change. So you're going to become more efficient at networking. This is true. And I'll tell you how that, all that works. Self-monitor. I mean, 5 seconds to cool down before you speak. If everybody took 5 seconds before they replied, you have to run it through your own filters and all that stuff, but actually took 5 seconds to just stop for a second before you replied, this world would be such a happier place, right? I'm hoping to manage, engage, motivate all of you. Hopefully through bringing some of this knowledge and sharing it and sort of regurgitating it, it helps me learn. Hopefully it'll help you and give you tidbits. And then hopefully over time, this starts becoming an open forum where you guys can submit some stuff to me or things you want to know about, and see if we can't start getting a big fat library of knowledge together. So, you know, the biggest thing for me was this was a change. This was a decisive change that had to be made, a decisive change that had to be dedicated to, a decisive change that says, I'm actually going to put some energy into this. I'm actually going to hold myself accountable. I am actually going to follow through for the right amount of days and see what happens. So courage, I think you need to make sure you got. And if you don't, you'll go find it on the way, right? The ability to do something difficult or scary. Stepping outside of your comfort zone, right? This is definitely outside of my comfort zone. I am a procrastinator. I have used the excuse of procrastinating creates the pressure that I need to perform, because it's always been a high pressure work environment where I've lived and played for the last 25, 26 years. But, here we go, right? You have to admit to yourself, first of all, that you want to change it, which means you have to admit that something's whatever, wrong, not necessarily, but your mind's going to tell you that. I just remember there's nothing wrong. It's just something you want to change. It's that simple. I mean, you start getting all negative and beating down on yourself, you know, there's no point in it. All right. So if you start, the moment you've got that instinct to act, you know what I mean? Like on a goal, or the moment you get the instinct to act for anything, whether it's during the day, whether it's at the water cooler, whether it's to go to the bathroom, whether it's to make a big decision for your business or your children or your family or whatever. Count 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And I started like coupled it up with a deep breath after that. Give me a little bit more time to sort of process. But holy cow. And then go. Like go do whatever it is. Be decisive. Right or wrong, just be decisive and do it. Because the biggest mistake that we all make is we just don't do anything. We stay in a paralysis by analysis, right? So this will start working. And because at the end of it, if you hold yourself accountable and you do stay true and you honor the commitment and the promise that you want to make to yourself, is that at the end of 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, you got to go. So it's going to give you some momentum. It's going to start changing some things. You're actually going to, you know, start moving a little bit more. You're going to find yourself being very much more direct. You're going to find yourself really evaluating fairly what's a priority in your life, whether it is time, whether it's money, whether it's time is money, whether it's family, your friends, or is this meeting going too long, or do I have schedule? I mean, you really end up sort of mind warping your brain into just making some action, right? And not sitting here thinking anymore, but just doing. So that's what happened to me anyway. You know, it could be the same for you. It could be different, but for me, that's exactly what it was. So, it doesn't even have to be a big move either, too. Like it can be a small move. It can be just as simple as getting up and going to walk the floor for a minute. It could be just as simple as taking a 5-minute break from whatever you're staring at. It could be just as simple as reading 2 pages of a book, or making that phone call that you wanted to make, or entering the data that you needed to enter, or, you know, whatever. It doesn't have to be huge. It can be very, very small, but it has to be something. All right. So, all right. Well, I'm going to go through it one more time. How do you use rule? Okay, start by counting backwards to yourself. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Like I said, I usually throw an extra deep breath in there. But the counting helps you focus on the goal or the commitment, or distract you from really your worries and your thoughts and your fears of your mind. And as soon as you reach one, you got to move, right? And that's it. Anytime there's something you know you should do, you should feel uncertain about, or you're afraid or overwhelmed, just take control. Count back from 5 to 1. Take that deep breath and then move. Move. Counting backwards, you can't think two thoughts at the same time. So counting backwards is going to recenter, refocus your mind where you are and what you're doing. Take that and use it by putting action right behind it. Right? Sounds simple enough, but yeah, good luck. It takes a minute to get used to, but you have to really push yourself if you want to do this. You have to really be honest with yourself, because if you don't move at the end of 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, well, that's just because you, that's all you. You chose not to follow the rules, right? So, you know, there's a whole bunch more, guys, of really into this book, which again is called The 5-Second Rule, and it's by Mel Robbins. And you can get some good notes of it on the internet, obviously, like I did, some follow-up stuff to the book, but it's an easy read. You know, it comes with a whole bunch more that just really kind of tells you how to get rid of the limiting beliefs, the things that you think hold you back because you think. I mean, it's like until somebody proved that it was possible to run a 4-minute mile, nobody thought it was possible. Well, as soon as somebody did it, well, the next 3 people did it right after him. So sometimes you just got it all locked up here, and sometimes you need concrete proof, right? But trying to close that gap, because if you can get rid of the limiting beliefs and just do doing, then you're going to find a bet you can create a whole bunch more than you thought you could. So at the end of all of this, it's the challenge is like, it's pretty straightforward, right? Because it's just you, it's your an alarm clock, it's your paper you got to do, it's your project you got to do, it's your drive to work. It's just you, right? But you get moving and stuff and you start these changes and you change, like, let's just try. Okay. Try test for 5 days, right? Change your morning routine. If you can change your morning routine, you can change anything, right? I've been horrible at morning routine. Never getting up on time. Always sleeping in. Always staying up way later than I should be. But if you change it, just you and the alarm clock. I'm the worst. Like I set 6 alarms. Like this is stupid. Why am I going to hit snooze 25 times instead of just either setting the alarm later because I know I'm not going to get up or getting my butt out of bed, right? So try the challenge for 5 days. When the alarm clock goes off, it's 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, deep breath, and go. It's you and the alarm clock. If you don't get up, you chose not to, you know that the problem is you. If the alarm clock didn't go off, then you know the problem is the alarm clock. There's only two factors here, and you just have to be real honest with yourself on how much you might want to change or not change. So what happens here, though, is when you start this, is that you start acting deliberately, right? You start really getting some momentum. You experience this a concept that's called, I think he said, activation energy. And you feel how hard it's to really push yourself to do simple things. And in chemistry, activation energy is like the baseline amount that it takes to get up and walk a mile, you know? So you start getting this stuff going and you've got some momentum. You keep the reaction going and boom, boom, boom. Before you know it, you start getting big momentum, right? And then you don't stay still as long as you used to, or you don't stay as indecisive as you used to. You start moving forward with deliberate intent to your result. And at the foundation of obviously small business, that's what we're all doing, right? So to apply it here in the office is in the studios is going to be pretty cool. This is really day two. So it's working. I'm tired for a couple minutes when I get up, but I'm winning. So we'll see. You know, some of the other stuff, obviously productivity increases, your procrastination increases, your worry, right? You're a worrying freaking society. Everywhere you turn, somebody's worried about something. This one helps it because you're decisive. You fix it. You start building your confidence, right? You start feeling like you got your hands wrapped around some things and things are under control. It's kind of cool. But you got to do this. You know, if your mind takes you somewhere dark, doubtful, negative, you don't have to go with it. Like, it's a hard concept to get. You don't have to go with it. But a lot of people do, right? You can change your thoughts. You can change your environment. You can change your movements, your actions, your traits, your hobbies. You can change all of those things. You have control over them. Remember that, right? I know sometimes harder, easier said than done. So redirect your anxious energy, obviously. And then the confidence, which I've already talked about. But the momentum and courage, you guys, because once you get some courage and you go, and then you get some momentum. And then it's like just exponential, right? It's a catalyst. It's catalytic. It just keeps going and going and going. So, you know, again, book is called 5 Second Rule and it's by Mel Robbins. There's some great stuff in it. Check it out. It's a pretty quick read. I'm sticking with it. This is going to be Sensei Talks on Pensacola Business Radio, Startup Sensei Series. Have a great day, guys.